Mental health institutions often have the same symptoms as state child welfare services. Too many cases, not enough resources. Commentator Jeff Moyer describes a state-run institution in Ohio.
My brother Mark is about to move into a new home. Mark has a severe cognitive disability, formerly labeled severe retardation. Not long ago, he lived in a state institution where he was beaten, raped, drugged, and denied education and reasonable medical care. But now, he'll be living under an arrangement called supported living. He'll have a lovely refurbished home with two housemates of his choosing. Caregivers will help Mark and his buddies with cooking and laundry, giving them the kind of support that develops skills and independence. Many human service programs are opening this kind of new living opportunity across the country. Mark was born in 1954, when there were no preschools nor public schools that would accept him. The neighborhood kids were downright cruel toward Mark, so our parents made a heartbreaking decision. In 1963, when Mark was 8, he was institutionalized in a grim state facility 150 miles away. Picture 5,000 people living in crowded wards of 50 beds in one room and 50 chairs and a television in another. One or two strict attendants, no privacy, no right of ownership of anything, savage conditions. To control Mark's interest in sex, he was subjected to hormonal experiments that forever changed his body. Recently, I asked him what Christmas was like in the institution. He said the boys beat him up. Since then, the federal government has regulated and created changes that many have advocated. Mark lived in his prison until 1981, when family advocacy finally gained his transfer to a smaller and nearer facility. Step by step, I have worked to pull him slowly up the housing food chain. Now we have reached the top. But the sad truth is that those with the best advocates get the best service, and there isn't enough to go around. Mark is no longer languishing in a crowded, depersonalizing facility, but many people without advocates still are. Our social contract is changing, but those changes need to accelerate. I am relieved and thrilled by Mark's new home, but as Martin Luther King taught us, we are only as free as the least free among us. And for many Americans, like Mark, community living remains a distant dream.
The comments of Jeff Moyer, the guardian of his brother Mark. They live in Cleveland.